This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the principles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lays down in the Quran time and time again is that your lineage will not save you. Your lineage will not save you. Why? Because you don't get to choose your lineage. And so we find Allah gives an example of Lut's wife. The wife of Lut alayhi salam. Did her proximity to a prophet save her from the punishment of her people? The answer is no. We have the example of the son of Nuh, Noah alayhi salam. Did his being a son of a prophet affect his salvation at all? Did it guarantee him something? The answer is no. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Ibrahim alayhi salam asks Allah, قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. He asks about, after Allah promises that Ibrahim is going to become an imam, right? He's going to be a leader for people. Ibrahim asks, what about my descendants? قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah said that my covenant, this pact that I've made with you, doesn't include the people who oppress, doesn't include the wrongdoers. And Allah says elsewhere in the Quran about the prophets, after listing a whole long list of prophets, that if they had committed shirk, then it would have eliminated all the good that they had done. So then someone tries to come in 2022 and tell me that, you know, 1400 years ago or 2000 years ago or 3000 years ago, my ancestors did this, or my ancestor was so-and-so, or so what? Allah said in the Quran so many times, and it's a general principle of the religion, that on the Day of Judgment, it's you and your deeds. It's you and the things that you chose. It's you and your actions, and above all else, your sincerity. And that's what you're going to be judged on. Now, someone might have an inheritance, okay? Maybe because they come from a line of scholarship, maybe because they come from a certain milieu or environment, that they might have a head start on other people because they come into the world surrounded by knowledge, surrounded by respect for the religion, surrounded by these things. That's different. That's not what we're talking about. But people can't make the mistake, which contradicts the Quran, that just because of who your forefathers are, that you're going to be saved. That sounds a lot like the logic of the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala argues against.